not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in minutes, Steve Sisolak will speak to the media about COVID testing. COVID testing. And by the way, Jen Psaki said the next move relative to voting rights, the filibuster rule, any of that, it's now up to Chuck Schumer as to what the next steps are. He all but admitted defeat after meeting with the Democrat caucus in the Senate. And simply put, he's lost. Now the question is, how is Chuck Schumer going to respond? We'll be looking for that over the next couple of hours. That's why I'm so happy with moving noon till 3. And, of course, then Wayne Allen Root 3 to 6. I'm so excited we get to take you live to breaking news events all across the world. We get to do that on our little program. Isn't that cool? I absolutely love it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. The governor is coming up next, and then John Kovacs. We'll talk about a whole bunch of stuff with him. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court stopping the Biden administration from enforcing a requirement that employees at large businesses be vaccinated against COVID-19 or undergo weekly testing and wear a mask on the job. The court allows some mandates for healthcare workers. Here's an update from Bernie Bennett.
The court's orders during a spike in coronavirus cases was a mixed bag for the administration's efforts to boost the vaccination rate among Americans. The court's conservative majority concluded that the administration overstepped its authority by seeking to impose the Occupational Safety and Health Administration's vaccine or test rule on U.S. businesses with at least 100 employees. More than 80 million people would have been affected. The vaccine mandate that the court will allow to be enforced nationwide covers virtually all healthcare workers in the country. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at townhall.com, shortly before President Biden met with Senate Democrats today, hoping to jolt their stalled voting legislation, Senator Kyrsten Sinema all but dashed the bill's chances, declaring she could not support a short-sighted rules change to get past a Republican blockade. Sinema says she backs voting rights, but not changing Senate rules to get the bills passed.
And while I continue to support these bills, I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country.
Arizona Democrat Kyrsten Sinema. Nothing has been resolved at a news conference. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he hopes Russia's dispute with the West over Ukraine can be resolved without a confrontation.
I think everybody is concerned with the present escalation of tension, and it is absolutely essential that the dialogue that is taking place find a way allowing for de-escalation of tension.
Both the U.S. and Russia say this week's talks have been unsuccessful. A lower close on Wall Street, the Dow off 175, the Nasdaq down 381 points. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100%.
Making a statement, Steve Sisolak, the governor, making a statement. Let's go to it go to it live.
Though Omicron has made some therapeutics less effective, there are new therapeutics being introduced regularly. That is why I put over $19 million into standing up free therapeutic services throughout Nevada. We're working daily to ensure that Nevada is well positioned to live with COVID. That is why Nevada more than doubled our stockpile of PPE. We do not want to risk our ability to respond due to supply chain issues or lack of resources. I continue to urge all Nevadans to get vaccinated as soon as possible and to get your COVID-19 booster as soon as you're eligible. Vaccines are widely available, and they help prevent severe cases of COVID-19, hospitalizations, and deaths. Though we expect to see breakthrough cases, the severity of disease among those...
There you have it. The governor in the midst of making an announcement. We don't know what ultimately it will be, but we will we'll bring it to you live if we can here momentarily. We're going to take a quick break and come back with John Kovacs, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
De Castro Verde grew up in a hard-working Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The 5-day pause in classes in the Clark County School District is not a precursor to the return of distance learning. That's what school officials say. The pause begins tomorrow and it goes through Tuesday due to extreme staffing shortages within the school district. During that time, all classes and student activities are canceled. The two law schools will be made up later in the year. Clark County's COVID-19 test positivity rate continues. No signs of slowing down. The county's 14-day rolling rate is now 33.4%, meaning one out of every three people getting tested for COVID-19 have been found to be infected. Using the CDC's 7-day average, Clark County's rate is now more than 43%. Allegiant Stadium has proven to be a huge draw for fans since it opened in July. The Las Vegas Stadium Authority reports that $2 billion facility has attracted more than 510,000 fans between July and September of last year. The top attended event, the Garth Brooks concert, July 10th 63,000 fans.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Quick check of the traffic cams. No major delays on the 95, the 215 northern and southern, or Interstate 15. Looks like you're averaging about 55 through there. The exception, Interstate 515, both directions through the construction zone between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough on that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
As the French would say, it's our duh. Hour number two of Live and Local for a Thursday. Good to have you with us. Always good to have him on, really special to have him on in the aftermath of the Supreme Court ruling today against the Biden administration on the vaccine mandate. John Kovacs joining us, a candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. John, first of all, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it. What did you make of the SCOTUS decision today?
I kind of had an inclination that it was going to go in the manner in which it did. And that was pretty much based on the fact that during the arguments, they allowed the stay to remain while they decided what the direction they were going to go. And not to mention, the other thing was for once, pretty much the only time that I could recall, the arguments were actually broadcast over TV, and you could actually hear. And in this particular instance, some of the justices, you could tell how just inadequately they were prepared in actually hearing these arguments. Justice Sotomayor, and some of the things she said, and some of the things Justice Breyer said, really confounded pretty much just the regular layperson listening, because they're like scratching their head saying, holy mackerel, I know more about the virus than they do. So that wasn't a good look for them at that particular moment. And no, it did not come to me as any surprise that it was decided in the manner in which it was, because it was certainly an overreach because on the part of OSHA, because they were never authorized those powers by Congress. It was never the intent of Congress, and that was pointed out by Chief Justice John Roberts, excuse me, 50 years ago, and when OSHA was an agency, it was never really intent of Congress to give them those kind of broad powers. So no, it did not surprise me at all that it kind of went down the way it did.
I want to ask you, because the skeptics of mask and vaccine mandates have been accused of not believing in the science and attacking the science and attacking Dr. Fauci. It turns out, though, that the scientists were wrong. Am I right on that?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you get on that one, too. Yes, you were right. And the reason is, and I myself, during our campaign, we've kind of highlighted this, and we've gotten a little bit of pushback because Dr. Fauci doesn't. Everybody says the scientists. Who the hell are the scientists? Quite frankly, they have yet to roll one out, and they have nobody's publishing any type of papers that the scientists said this, and because it doesn't exist, become this as we know, this disease was politicized extremely. In a negative way, but it was politicized during the Trump administration, and it's become a very polarizing had a very polarizing effect and become very polarizing on our society with the mask and the vaccines and all that. And you got one group of people trying to impose, really what it boils down to, you got one group of people trying to impose their will on another group of people. And their justification is the science, everybody follow the science. You're like, I took science, don't tell me. You know what I mean? A lot of people are like, and they're getting lambasted for even questioning, which really is like the premise of science. You're supposed to question this type of thinking or any type of thinking, question it, and then be able to, you know, defend your argument. So, and the way we've seen it play out, and like I said, we're 2-3 years in, we're novices at this anymore. We've seen it play out where people who've gotten 2 vaccinations and now boosted still were susceptible to getting the Omicron virus. And, you know, you've heard the Pfizer CEO, heck, he's saying, heck, there might even need to be a fourth vaccine covered, a fourth booster coming up down the road. So it doesn't sound to me like and then he admitted that the first 2 shots may not be that effective. And this is all coming out after the fact, right? And it's a learning process, you know. The entire world was blindsided, and you know, science is constantly evolving with respect to theories and, you know, and hypotheses about different things that they try. A lot of it is trial and error too, and I think the entire world is learning. But yet these people are talking as if they're the ultimate authority and they have the ultimate knowledge. And quite frankly, you know, you're wrong once, okay, you're wrong twice, okay. But at this point, I don't think Dr. Fauci's credibility is even, I don't think he has any credibility. I mean, certainly not with me, certainly not with the general public.
Well, all I know is the Houston Texans fired their football coach, their head coach, after just one season. You know, this is far more than one season we're talking about on COVID. And I'm wondering why don't fire people like Dr. Fauci.
Because he's been wrong.
If you remember during
the campaign, there is a time, and quite frankly, had President Trump been reelected, Fauci would have been gone. There was a time during the election, as we were getting to election, Trump was getting fed up with him. He almost like sidelined him, and Joe Biden kind of doubled down on him. He goes, Fauci gets fired, we're going to rehire him. I remember that as if the guy said it yesterday. So the Biden administration went all in on Dr. Fauci, because Dr. Fauci was really all in on his administration during the campaign, and so. That's why he's still around. It's more as like and now the Biden administration went so far in on Dr. Fauci, they're almost one and the same. If the Biden administration gets rid of Fauci at this point, it would be a repudiation of everything they did along the way. It would almost be like, I'm telling you, yeah, we were wrong. And now he's still, even though he lost the court case, I mean, he's still not, the entire administration is not ready or not prepared to say, you know what, we made a mistake on this one, or maybe we pushed things a little too far, especially with all the mandates, because it's not really having the effect that we thought it would have. And nobody's man enough to say that, quite frankly.
Again, John Kovacs joining us, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. When you get to Congress, I say when, not if, but when you get to Congress, what will your plan be for righting this ship, for as Joe Biden has said probably 1,000 times on the campaign trail and in news conferences, shutting down the virus? That's his big thing. Well, he hasn't shut down the virus, and it keeps getting worse. What would be your plan? You're kind of from 30,000 feet, the plan to shut down the virus?
Well, first thing, I think I just take a very realistic look at it and see what it is and the effect that it's having literally worldwide and certainly on our society. And quite frankly, you know, at this point, call a spade a spade. And I mean, take whatever precaution. Like, and I said this on your program before, I'm going to say it one more time. Nobody wants to die on the last day of the war. But so you got to take all your precautions and do everything you think you talk to your doctor and get that settled out. But society has to move forward. Our society, our economy has been crippled. You can see it. We could actually use this to segue into inflation and the gas. And I've talked about that as well. But our economy is hurting, and it's hurting everybody. Inflation's going through the roof because people are staying home, and more importantly, our children, who by all accounts are really not that adversely affected in a negative way, to the point that they're dying or anything like that. Just a son of mine got that wrong when she said that 100,000 of them were on ventilators. Totally not true. They're being affected. They're got to wear a mask. It's their education that's being stunted. It's their developmental growth that's being retarded. And it's them that, quite frankly, are suffering far and above population. And both in terms of, and you see drug use is up, death from overdoses is up, suicides is up. I mean, these are things that shouldn't happen. And in a smart, intelligent society, these are things that wouldn't happen. So to answer your question, you got to get a common sense approach to this and see what other states, and believe it or not, other states have done things and they're doing things right. And quite frankly, they're faring a lot better than some of the things in some of the states that are not doing so well. And you just got to have to kind of muddle through it together and get through it. There's no magic bullet. There's no magic wand. They're looking for one, and maybe in a couple of years they'll find one. But right now, everybody's doing the best they can. And the saving grace is this current version of the virus has been a lot less harmful than the initial version. And so if you want to see a silver lining, maybe that's it. And it seems like it's going through the population relatively quickly, which means a lot of people are now developing antibodies to that, whether they've been vaccinated or not. So that's a positive. And call for what it is. Hey, if you become infected by it and you now have antibodies, whether or not you were vaccinated or not. So if you're vaccinated, you got antibodies. If you're not vaccinated, you got infected by it, which by all accounts, it's, like I said, it's going through the population very quickly. So that's a positive. I mean, that's kind of how you have to look at it. And the other thing, which I would really push to answer your question, which we have been, what about all the therapeutics? You know, there's all kinds of vaccine, they're trying to make all kinds of vaccine advancements and boosters and things like. What about the therapeutics? What do you do if you have it? Where's the pill for that? And Merck had something promising that was kind of sidelined by the administration. There's been a couple other treatments that the administration kind of sidelined, and that's holding back. And that's not fair to society either, or the public at large. And I think they're doing it because, again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, it's become a very, very politicized topic, and they can't push a vaccine on you if the pill that you take after you get sick works. And that's the reason why, because they still want to push the pill on you, the vaccine on you. So when I got Congress, first thing with respect to this topic, hey, get the therapeutics out there, push the therapeutics, and then handle the thing in a common sense way.
More with John Kovacs. He's a candidate for Congress, I should say, in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. We're going to switch gears and talk about why the president was on Capitol Hill today. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I said at the start of the program it would be a kind of a breaking news day and that we would have a lot of live stuff for you. We've taken you live to Capitol Hill. We've taken you live to the governor's office, all kinds of stuff. And we'll continue to do that for the rest of the show. But the president was on Capitol Hill, and it was interesting. He had lunch with senators, not Republicans, but Democrat senators, and came out of it saying essentially, well, we might not get any of this stuff done. Voting rights, the whole thing about the filibuster, we just might not get it done. And which set everybody like off, because Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin were there, and essentially they blocked the president and his agenda. Joining us, John Kovacs, candidate for Congress in Nevada's third consecutive congressional district, and he joins us. What do you make, first of all, the idea that this vote on Monday on these bills may be kind of a done deal? They're not going to win it.
Well, that's probably the best thing that could possibly happen, and I think that again on. This one as well. The writing was somewhat on the wall previous to this because in order to get the voting rights passed, it mandated that they would have to need more than 60 votes, which they didn't have. So they were going to try to circumvent that. by trying to eliminate the filibuster, and which is something nobody really in their right mind wants to do, but a lot of Democrats were on board, and thankfully you had two courageous ones, and now it comes out there may be others as well that are trying, that are now breaking with them. But the two that you mentioned was Sinema from Arizona and Manchin.